Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the second half of our second hour right here on the Patricia Raskin Show. And we are now going to talk about business again, but from a spiritual perspective. And I have on the program with me by phone Lisa Kay. She's a PhD. And her book is Grow Your Spiritual Business, How to Build a Business in the Internet Age. And Lisa Kay owns a well-established spiritual business as an author, speaker, teacher, reaching thousands worldwide on the internet and in person. Drawing on her experience in technology and sales that drove multi-millions of dollars in revenue for Fortune 100 companies internationally, she now applies it successfully to her businesses. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Patricia. I'm really excited.
Well, we go from metaphysics to mindset and marketing. And, you know, it's interesting because when I look at your book, it doesn't look spiritual. There's a lot of how-tos here. There's a lot of how-tos about what you should do, how you resonate with your customers, what you should say to them, how you should advertise. So where is the spiritual component, Lisa? What makes this different?
Well, you know, I believe that a spiritual business is really what you bring to your business. So it can be, you could be a lawyer or a CPA, but how you approach people and what you bring to your service and helping people is really where the spiritual component comes in. So that's one aspect of it. So if you're being of service and you're coming from your heart when you help other people, that's the spiritual side. But I think in general, when you think about spiritual businesses or holistic businesses, they fall into three categories. They fall into a grouping that might be to motivate and inspire people, right? Speakers, the Deepak Chopras, the Wayne Dyers, or it might be to help bring about life improvement, which is what I do. I teach people how to develop their intuition so they can use it to help their lives. Mm-hmm. Or it might be to heal. You know, maybe an energy healer, might be a massage therapist or somebody who's doing yoga. So those are the kinds of spiritual businesses we're talking about.
But even so, though, Lisa, you still have to look at the marketing, the advertising, the bottom line, all of that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why we wrote the book. I wrote the book with my co-author, Cindy Griffiths, because we found that people who were in spiritual businesses weren't thinking about the marketing. They weren't thinking about all the nitty-gritty, the more grounded things that you need to do to get your business up and running so that you can make it successful. So it's important that you know, you focus on what you want your business to do, what you want it to be for your customers, and also to get yourself kind of established professionally, because it really is a business. And then get the word out, get people to know that you exist, and that's really marketing, and that's really, you know, the part that people don't want to talk about, which is the sales part.
Yeah, there's a chapter here that I want to talk about. It's called Money and Spirituality, and you write, "Money is not evil. Money is good. And there's nothing unspiritual about wanting enough income to pay your bills." And so I think what you're saying is that some people who are in spiritual businesses may have that concept, and they need to change that.
Totally. And I think that's the biggest struggle that a lot of people who go into a spiritual business have, that they feel like, well, you know, they want to be a service. They want to give of themselves, and they feel like there's a conflict between giving and receiving. And receiving monetarily and receiving, getting something that's tangible. So that's where the conflict comes in. And I think, but the thing is, really what we're doing, and even from a spiritual standpoint, is that we are in the flow of energy, if you want, so to speak, and that basically you have to receive to give. Mm-hmm. And that if you're constantly giving and giving and giving and you're not receiving, you won't have any more to give. Mm-hmm. And that's really the concept behind it. And there's nothing wrong with taking in money. Money is just a form of energy. Mm-hmm. It's also just another form of exchange. Way back when, we used to barter, right? So it's like, well, I'm a farmer. I grow potatoes, and and maybe you knit wool sweaters, so I'll give you my potatoes for your sweaters. Well, it's the same thing. We're giving a service, and we're receiving money instead.
Mm, yeah, and you talk a lot in the book, for example, you talk about definitely giving back when you love what you do for a living, even if it's your second job. You know, just you can then accumulate less and give more. You can offer a class or you can volunteer, but doing something that's giving back. And that also increases that energy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that people often ask is, well, you know, when do I, what do I have to quit my day job? Do I have to just stop what I'm doing now and then, you know, to do the spiritual business? And I like to tell people, no, what you can do is have your spiritual business on the side, and that's still giving, that's still being a service. And also, that gives you a chance to kind of get established and see, number one, if this is something you want to do. Number two, if this is something you like to do. Mm-hmm. And also, then you can satisfy that urge within you that's kind of pushing you to do a spiritual business, be a service, and help mm-hmm. other people.
You talk about three areas of spiritual marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You say one is attracting, one is resonating, and one is synergizing. What do you mean?
Well, this is the core of what we call spiritual marketing. And you can really break it down into these three areas. So the first part is attracting. And marketing really is about letting people know out there that you're available to provide your services or to provide your products. So to get out there and let people know that you exist, because people are looking for you. They're looking for your solution to their problem. And so when we market or when we are advertising, we're letting people know that we're there. And when we do present it in that way, hey, I'm ready for business, I'm ready to help you, that's the attract part. So we're, you know, I guess you could look at it another way is the law of attraction, right? When mm-hmm. people have a desire and they have a problem that they want to have a solution for, they're looking to attract the solution. So you are working with that attraction, that concept of attraction, to provide that solution for people. So that's mm-hmm. the first step mm-hmm. In a nutshell. The second is to resonate. So once people find out about you and your business, they say, oh, you know, this person offers a solution to help my stress with meditation. So I wonder what they do. What is it that they offer? Well, when you as a customer feel that you resonate with something, oh, I really get that. This person who's offering this massage or this meditation service is somebody that I really understand. Mm-hmm. They get me. I like their approach. It resonates with me. So that's the resonate part.
Yeah, I just want to comment on that.
Yeah.
Because I think particularly in a spiritual kind of business, whether mm-hmm. it's yoga, whether it's massage, whether it's coaching, you know, whether it's healing, whatever it is, it's such a personal service that unless you resonate with that person, it's just not going to work for you. Right,
yes,
Lisa?
Exactly. And, you know, that kind of gets into another aspect that I talk about in the book, which a lot of spiritual business people don't want to do, which is you are presenting yourself as well. It's not only your service and your product, but it's also you, because people want to feel comfortable with who they're mm-hmm. doing, who they're getting their services from. And so that is the resonate part. And, you know, we connect with people. We connect with each other. And, you know, we resonate with people. We don't resonate with the product.
Yeah, I want to, before you get to the last part, which I think is the
yeah.
synergy, I want to talk about something, too, in these kinds of personal services. And that's really understanding boundaries and being very professional. Because, yeah. you know, when you're in any kind of a healing, therapeutic, sometimes there's transference or the person wants you to become their friend or they want to talk to you more often. And the boundaries here are very important mm-hmm. in terms of professionalism. Talk about that.
Well, that's exactly why you need to treat your services as a business. Because when you're doing a business, you have to understand, okay, that a business is something where it's not part of my personal life, right? So there's one aspect that you want you want people to understand that you're not going to be available at night, or you're not going to be available perhaps on the weekend or all the time, because you're approaching this as a business. So that as a business owner, you have to think in those terms. Otherwise, it does go a little too far. People mm-hmm. feel like, okay, well, I can just call them whenever I want. And that's, you know, that is kind of like taking advantage of somebody. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's really important to look at what you're doing as a business, put those boundaries up and say, you know, I'm available. And I do this on my voicemail. I'll say, you know, if you're calling over the weekend, I'll return your call the next business right. day. So people right. know that, and you have right. to kind of put that out yeah. there.
All right, we're going to, before you get to the other part, that I think it was the synergy,
mm-hmm.
we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more to Lisa Kay, who is the co-author of Grow Your Spiritual Business, How to Build a Business in the Internet Age. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show, and I'm Patricia Raskin. We're here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. We are the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We're back. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show, and we are on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and we are talking to Lisa Kay. Her book is Grow Your Spiritual Business, How to Build a Business in the Internet Age. And we have a few minutes left. So, Lisa, tell us about the synergistic part of building the spiritual business.
Well, one of the things that people always ask is, you know, how do I build a business? How do I keep it going if I once I get it started? And how do I get more customers or get more income to keep coming in? And this is where Synergize comes in. The most of your income and most of your business is actually going to come from repeat customers. That's people who have started out maybe taking right. A smaller part of your business, you know, a smaller offering of your business, and come back again and again and again. So, and so what Synergize is all about is how do you keep bringing them back? So to, obviously to do that, you have to have more to offer. So
yeah, and I want to say something about that. Mm-hmm. I find that very, very true in my work as a broadcaster and as a coach, that it's often the people that have been with you before, and I think sometimes we don't pay enough attention to those customers who've been with us.
Exactly.
And they really are. They're our lifeblood in many
they're
ways.
They're gold.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Gold. You know why? Because you don't have to convince them anymore.
Right.
You don't have to tell them how wonderful your services are, because they already know. They came mm-hmm. to you. They enjoy what you do. In fact, I found in the very beginning when I was starting to teach my classes that I only had one class. And then they said, I love what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you ever teach a class, another one, I'll take it. Do you have anything else? And I didn't. And that was a big mistake. Mm-hmm. So what you need to do is have what I call add-ons. So you have an extension of what you do. So for me, it was I had a level one class, so I offered a level two class. Right. And then the other thing that you can learn what to do as an add-on is look at what people are asking for. I had people would say to me, oh, I would love to have a class on meditation. I would love to have a class on energy healing because I do those things. Mm-hmm. Would you teach those? And so your customers actually tell you
right.
what
they're looking
for, what should be the yeah. next thing.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is what you've basically done is you were in technology and sales, right?
Yep.
In
mm-hmm.
for Fortune 100 companies. So you really understand what the principles of business success are. So what you've done then is you've created your own spiritual business and applied all of those principles for people who are not as business-oriented, but more into the art of their healing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, which is you know, very, very important. I'd like you also to address the needs of the client and customer of someone in a spiritual business. You know, what would you say to somebody who's looking for massage therapist, coach, healer, you know, anyone that's more in the little bit of the art healing alternative, what would you say to them?
Well, one of the things you have to remember as a healer or a coach is that what you're providing for your customer is you're solving a life problem usually for them, or a problem
right.
that they have. And that's most important. So if you're looking at, in fact, I have a client who we're working with now, and she does guided meditations to alleviate anxiety in children. And so what I helped her with, and she was talking all about when she was trying to promote it, you know, what her meditations were in terms of, you know, how many there were and the different age children that they work for. I said, you know, but what you have to look at is what are you doing for these children? Mm-hmm. You are addressing the children who are overstressed, they're overloaded, the ones who are anxious and maybe can't sleep. So you're helping them get to sleep. You're helping them reduce their anxiety, and you're helping them maybe, you know, get through that test anxiety. So those are the solutions, and that's when you say, this is what I do for your child, then it's the parents going, oh, that's what I need. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, you know, I need to go to this person. I need to go to her to help
get rid of those things. And just as we talk about being professional and really understanding your client, the client also wants to handpick that person that they feel really understands them and can meet their needs. So
Yes. It's
a very personal, you know, it's just an extremely personal service.
It is, and that's the other side of it. So you're going to be presenting, you know, what solution you're providing for someone's problem, and then the other side is who are you? And a lot of people don't want to do that because, you know, you're shy. I was like that. I didn't want to be out there on video or in front of people or talk about me. Especially when you come from the corporate world, you talk about the business. But people want to know who you're getting your service from. And, you know, kind of like I equate it to when you go to, say, a doctor. You know, certainly you want to know about their credentials. But the other side of it is you're going to look at them, and do they seem like they're somebody I could talk to, somebody who's going to be listening to me. You know, if you saw this new doctor walk into the office and they're kind of disheveled and they're, you know, like they just rolled out of bed and their hair is all tussled, you wouldn't have much confidence in them. Mm. So, you know, you wouldn't want to go to them. So that's why it's important. And I think, like what you said, it's really important when you work to help people. People are coming to you often for very intimate kind of, or, you know, very personal issues. So they have to feel that they can trust you and open up. So you're right. That's very, very important.
Yeah. All right. Give us some closing thoughts here about, you know, what is the message of your book and what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Well, I think the most important thing is to realize that two things. That number one, when you are doing a spiritual business, that it is a business and that you need some very basic business type of steps to get it up and running to be successful, and that is totally okay. It's not non-spiritual. It's actually necessary. And then the other thing is not to be afraid to go out and market and get out there. And you can do it very easily. It's really all about connecting with people and resonating with them and getting them to be comfortable with you and know that you exist. So those are the two main things that people have to understand. And you can get it all in the book. We talk all about how to do that from scratch.
All right. And how can people find the book?
If you're interested in the book, you can go to growyourspiritualbusinessbook.com, and you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and I hear that it's also in bookstores near you. Or you can go to my website at lmk88.com.
Okay, which is really great. I really appreciate you coming on the program, Lisa, and sharing with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Okay. I enjoyed it.
All right. Bye for now. Okay. All right, folks, so I want to share a little bit about what's going on here and with some of the work that I'm doing. I'm excited that on the 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st of this month of December, I will be filling in for John DePietro. And that's a very exciting thing. It will be from 9 to 12, 3 hours each day. And I'm planning all of that out right now. So by next week, when you hear me again, I will have that. I'll also be sending out in my newsletter list, I'm going to create a special mailing. So if you'd like to be on my newsletter list, then what I do when I have special events coming up, I let you know who the guests are or what I'm doing, and I'd love to include you in that. So all you really have to do is write to me, patricia@patriciaraskin.com. And I send out my newsletter once a month. And then when I'm doing a special show, I send out the guest list so that you can be sure to listen, because sometimes we're bringing on best-selling authors, celebrities, and sometimes we're bringing on incredible local guests that are going to help you. And we do a lot of that. And, you know, each of these shows is different. Like today, we had mostly authors and you were listening. Next week, we'll have a lot of calls, because next week I'm bringing back Linda Jacks, our resident psychic, and the phones ring off the hook when she's here. And then I'm also going to have Let's see. Next week is the 19th. Actually, Linda Jacks is coming on in 2 weeks. So she will be with us in 2 weeks, and the phones will ring off the hook. But next week, we will have Greg Picaro, who's a CPA and principal of Otranto Picaro and Associates. He talks about year-end tax issues, and he takes your calls. We had a ton of calls when he was here last time. And then we'll also have on the phone an expert. So many people are struggling with acid reflux, you know, and particularly this time of year when we eat things and we have indigestion. So we'll have on next week Dr. Jamie Kaufman. She's the world's most renowned reflux expert, and she's the author of Acid Reflux Diet. So she will be coming on next week and talking as well. So we're going to have two great guests. And then on the 26th, we'll have Linda Jacks, so the phones ring off the hook for her. And we'll have HSI Trust, again, a nonprofit consumer advocacy agency that really helps you with understanding, you know, what are the hidden costs and the interest rates and the mortgage rates. And, you know, if you're having issues with the bank, and they're like detectives, and that's Bruce Boguslav and Brian Cuddy, and they're fabulous. They come on. And so we're bringing on some great people. But as I said, it varies. Sometimes we go for some authors, and sometimes we bring on terrific people in the studio. And we really try to do that for the listeners. But again, remember that we are on, I am on every week until the end of the year. I'm on 4 to 6 right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. And it's the Patricia Raskin Show. And then I will be again subbing or filling in for the John DePietro Show December 28th. 29, 30, and 31, right up till the end of the year. So the 31st, we'll do some inspirational miracle kinds of things, which will be fun. And then I also have another show that's on the internet. So you can take a look at all of that. Just log on to my website, which is patriciaraskin.com. And the other thing that I want to let you know that I do, and I'm going to send a newsletter, actually a flyer out about this, is that I coach people who are in transition, because I've had certainly a lot of life transition in my own life. And I also am a coach. And so people who are like, you know, in that in-between stage, like, what should I do next? I have a lot of connections and resources, so I can really help you there. So if you're interested in any of that, you know, whether it's a quick phone conversation, please contact me, patricia@patriciaraskin.com, and I will send out a flyer about that, because I'm doing some consultations on that as well. All right, folks, remember, I want you all to know that it's an honor and pleasure to be with you. This work for me is really very mission-driven and passion-driven. I've been doing this particular work for over 30 years. My background's education in psychology, and I started out as a teacher and a guidance counselor. But, you know, it's for me, it's about making the world a better place. And what better way to do that through TV, radio, the internet, to really get, you know, to get the voice out there. And that's what I do. I've been fortunate to do it for a long time and to have interviewed some amazing people, celebrities, well-known folks, local folks, but people that make a big difference. So stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Until next week, I'm Patricia Raskin. Right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. Bye for now.